Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. There were two young children sitting at the playground one recess, having a conversation, and I wanted to share that with you this morning. There's a little girl and a little boy sitting next to each other, and the girl turns to the boy and says, "Do you love me?" And the boy says, "Yes, I love you." And the girl says, in response, "Will you die for me?" And the boy immediately answers, "No, mine is an undying love." Now, the conversation is humorous, but these young children, they were onto something extremely important. And what they were subconsciously searching for really aims at the very heart of our passages today. You see, the girl asks if the boy loves her, and he answers in the affirmative. But she's not satisfied with just that answer. She wants more. You see, to her, she knows that love is much more than just a feeling. She knows that to love means to do. And without action, love is just a word. And so, she asks again. She says, "If you love me, how will you show me?" And she places his love on trial. She offers nothing herself. She comes with empty hands, and she asks him to provide evidence to show his love for her. "Do you love me?" Then the conversation continues. She asks again, "Do you love me?" And he says, "Yes." And she says, "Why? Why do you love me?" Now the boy will probably answer that he loves her because of who she is and how she makes him feel. And he will list all of her characteristics, her humor, her beauty, her kindness, her patience, everything. And all he lists will serve as evidence of his motivation to love her. To put it another way, his love is a response to who she is and how she acts towards him. So in many of our relationships, we approach love the same way. We give our love based upon who that person is in our life. Our spouse, our child, even our friends. We don't give our heart and soul to someone whom we have no relationship with. We struggle to accept the fact that Jesus has a relationship with everyone, that he knows everyone, even those that we don't think are worthy of being known by him. You see, our love, the love we give, is conditional. It's impossible for it not to be, because we live in a sinful world, and we are a sinful people. And we can't comprehend love any other way. So today, when we read that God so loved the world, and when we internalize it to God so loved us, we see his love through these same sinful lenses. We see His love not as an unconditional action towards us, but as a reaction to how we present ourselves to Him. We define this relationship in a worldly context because that's all we know. The girl replies, "You don't love me." The boy says, "Yes, I do. I love you completely." "Why would you say that?" She replies, "Because I don't share my snacks with you." And it makes little sense to us that somebody who we rebel against, someone who we are selfish towards, could love us so deeply. But we read about it in passages like this, and we try to convince ourselves of its truth. But deep down inside, we doubt. We want to believe it. We have to believe it, because we know that it's the only hope we have. So what do we do? The boy continues, "But I love you, even if you don't share your snacks with me." And the girl replies, "Fine, you said you love me, so you love me." But she doesn't believe it. And so she carries around this burden and this guilt. She shares her snacks with him regularly at first, and then occasionally, and then never. And all of the while, the guilt keeps building and building and building until she cannot carry it any longer. And that's when she approaches him. And she says, "You said you love me, and you keep saying you love me, but I know it's a lie. I know it's a lie, because just look at me. There's nothing good about me. There's nothing that I do to deserve your love. I don't even share my snacks with you." And we do the same thing. We list all of our shortcomings, all of our failures. We list all of our sins. And we take inventory of every single reason why God shouldn't love us. And we package them up and we place them on our shoulders. And we carry them ourselves. But at some point, they just get too heavy. And so just like the girl to the boy, and just like Nicodemus to Jesus, we travel in the cover of darkness because we don't want him to see us as we truly are. We slip into the chamber through a back door and we hesitantly approach him, hoping that in the darkness he won't see the burdens that we carry or the sins that we've committed against him. And just like that little girl, we cry out, "There is nothing that I do to deserve your love." But in that moment, his light shines bright and it exposes our true identity. And instead of punishment, he comes down from his throne and he takes our burdens. And he takes them off of our shoulders and he places them upon his own. And then he reminds us that he has already carried all of that up to the cross where he suffered the consequences for us. And then he embraces us and he whispers to us. He says, I love you. And this is not a love that's conditioned upon your love for me. It is not a love that is a reaction to who you are. This is a love that is one way. It is a love that promises you salvation, that promises you an eternal life with God. But he doesn't stop there. He wants us to understand his love, not just know about it. He wants us to experience the reward which he suffered and died to earn for us. And so he sends to us his Holy Spirit. And into our hearts it finds residence. And it gives to us the faith to believe this love. And we come to understand the words from our gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And just like that little girl, we ask Christ, do you love me? And Jesus replies, yes, yes, I do. And we ask, would you die for me? And he says, I already did. This is the action of God's love. This is how we know he loves us. And the only question left is how we will respond to it. How will we show ourselves that we are loved by God? And how will we show the world that we are loved by God? And how will we show the world that they are loved by God? Would you please pray with me? When I think of God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. And on that cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. And then my soul sings, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and lead me home, what joy shall fill my heart. And then I shall bow with humble adoration, and I shall proclaim, my God, how great thou art. In your name we pray. Amen.